Spider-Man takes on his biggest challenge tonight, the Academy Awards. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is one of 5 movies nominated for animated feature film. In this latest version of The Web-Slinger, there are multiple Spideys trying to save the day, including the lead character, Miles Morales. But before Miles puts on the mask, he's just an ordinary Afro-Latino teen from Brooklyn whose dad happens to be a police officer.
I love you, Miles.
Yeah, I know, Dad.
You gotta say I love you back.
Dad, are you serious?
I wanna hear it.
You wanna hear me say
I love you, Dad.
You're driving me off out of school.
I love you, Dad.
Look at this place.
Dad, I love you.
Dad, I love you.
That's a copy.
In advance of the big night, we wanted to talk with Peter Ramsey. He co-directed Into the Spider-Verse, and he joins me now from NPR West. Welcome and congratulations.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
How does it feel?
That's a big one. It's kind of surreal. The emotional level of the response is what's kind of really taken us all aback. We thought it might mean something to people, but what it seems to mean is greater than I think any of us really anticipated. And, you know, I don't think anybody goes into a Spider-Man movie thinking you're going to win an Oscar. So that whole thing is like, whoa, okay, here we are.
When you say it's meaningful to people, tell me a little bit about some of the response that you've gotten. What have people been telling you about why it is so meaningful to them?
First and foremost, you know, we're doing a movie that has the first Spider-Man who is not white, you know, and Peter Parker is a beloved character that everybody's known for really a couple of generations now, and introducing this new version of the character in Miles Morales, it's what we hoped, and it's far more than we hoped. It's, you know, we really do get emails and texts and letters and people saying, you know, I saw this with my child and he turned to me or she turned to me and said, that looks like me on screen, or they're speaking Spanish at home, or I could be him. And it sounds like, the cliche of what representation means. But, you know, it's like hearing the word love and then feeling love to actually experience people's response to it.
This movie has been called as important as Black Panther. Why do you think superhero movies are at the forefront of representation right now?
I think they're kind of our new version of a national myth. Hmm. You know, they encapsulate a lot of things. Heroism, responsibility, bravery, sacrifice. A lot of things that other cultures have handed down through the ages in mythic stories. And I think it's got a lot to do with where the superhero kind of sits in our national consciousness. And, you know, people of color, you know, they want to be part of the story, want to be part of the myth. If you can't be part of a myth like that, then what do you have in a culture?
You are the first African-American to be nominated in this category, talking about breaking barriers. How does that feel?
You never think of yourself as any kind of like pioneer or barrier breaker. At least I don't, not consciously, because I'm just trying to do the best job that I can. And, I'm surrounded by incredible collaborators, my co-directors, Rodney Rothman and Bob Persichetti, who's a genius. They, just like me, I think our whole careers have just wanted to get it right and wanted to push the boundaries a little further. So in that way, I don't think about it, but I know good and well, yeah, it does mean something. And my achievement in being here is backed up by a lot of other people who really did struggle and laid a lot of track. So there's a long legacy of Black animation professionals, Floyd Norman, Ron Husband, Frank Braxton, even friends of mine still in the business, Bruce Smith and Marlon West, who are pioneers in their own way, have laid this ground so that I could be here. And I'm just grateful and lucky.
Coco won last year for Best Animated Film. That movie had a Latino cast, and now Into the Spider-Verse could win this year. Black Panther's also nominated. Spike Lee is also up for a long overdue director Oscar. Are we finally seeing change in the film industry?
It sure does feel like it. This past couple of years, it really has felt like the winds are shifting a bit, that the old myths about, well, these films don't travel internationally, or the audience is limited, or their niche product somehow. I think all those kind of old ideas are withering away and dying. and good riddance. But from all indications that I'm seeing out in the media, the train is like nowhere near stopping. There's so many exciting Black creators and creators of color and all genders, and it's going to help unlock a key creatively for a lot of people in a lot of different ways that we don't even realize yet.
I got to ask you, do you know what you're going to say if you win? Not to put you on the spot.
Well, you know, we've been trying to like not jinx ourselves, but there's so many of us. And we've got like three directors.
And, right.
You know, five producers. And it's like, we all know good and well. We can't say everything we want. I'm dying to thank, of course, my wife and my kids and my mom and dad, of course. So
I'm going to give you the opportunity now in case you don't get it on stage.
Oh, awesome.
So hit me.
Yeah. The main thing I'd say is, you know, I thank the studio. Thank the Academy. Thanks, everybody. I'd be all responsible. But then I'd have to say to my family, to my wife, Annika, to Alex, Nicholas, and Maya, I love you guys. Thank you. To Herbert and Pauline Ramsey, this gold guy is coming to visit you real soon. That's what I'd say. But I'd also, if we had more than 45 seconds, because somehow or other, you know, the message of the movie is the thing that we really do want to live on and want to address. So what this movie has meant to people, that's the heart of any sort of acknowledgement we should give at the Oscars.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I always practice my Oscar acceptance speech in the mirror, even though I don't think I'll ever get one. But good luck to you. Peter Ramsey co-directed Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse along with Bob Persichetti and Rodney Rothman. It's up for animated feature film at this evening's Academy Awards. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.